Welcome to Murders and Monsters Patreon. Before we begin today, a brief warning: contents may be disturbing and language may be explicit and inappropriate for young listeners, so listener discretion is advised. Hey guys, we're together. This is Marie.
Hey, it's Shelby.
So we're just going to hit on a few topics that have been pretty hot in the media lately. The first one I want to talk about, I actually mentioned it to Shelby and she hadn't heard of it. Yeah. So what I want to talk about today is Aaron Bushnell. He is a U.S. airman that died after setting himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, shouting, "Free Palestine." Said that he would no longer be complicit in genocide. Would you like to give your reaction?
Like, I don't even know how to.
Well, first of all, if you're gonna like stand up for something, if you're gonna make a protest about something, how is you killing yourself by setting yourself on fire? How's that helping anything? Is my question.
Yeah. And I know that there's a lot going on over there that, I mean, there's probably some stuff that we don't know or realize or anything. Actually, the Super Bowl, the day of the Super Bowl, there was a young girl. I can't remember if she was like five, maybe six. I'm not very old at all. And some of those people actually like tortured her and like split, like cut her up was like hanging her from a fence. It was pretty awful. You know, I mean, they're doing some crazy stuff over there, but I'm all for making a stand, but I'm just not so sure I understand what that may represent or how it may solve things.
Yeah, I don't. I don't understand how that's helping the Palestinian people at all. I mean, I don't get the statement.
Yeah,
I just don't. I don't get the statement.
I mean, most people are making protests. Like, they're not going to buy from anybody that supports over there.
Right.
Like Starbucks, I think Target's another one, stuff like that. Which I understand, but I bought Starbucks this morning, not because I go for their beliefs, but
yeah,
I mean, I just support their coffee. Their coffee is great.
Yeah.
And I don't really think that, I don't really get too deep into like politics and stuff like that, you know, but it's complicated. It's very complex
It
when you
is.
start digging into it.
And I don't know anything about the Palestinian people. I'm not versed in any of that whatsoever. So I don't have any outlook, any view on what's going on there. My heart goes out to all the ones that are being killed and tortured and all that.
Absolutely.
But I'm not in politics.
Yeah.
So I don't get what he was. I don't get his point.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that. I mean, I know he did what he did for a reason. I just don't know what that reason was.
And
you know
I'm
what I'm
right
saying?
there with you. I mean, that's pretty serious to go as far as setting yourself on fire, you know. And if I could be a little bit more educated, I guess, as to what that may
Well,
stand for,
yeah,
whatever it represents.
Same. And I, being the person that I am, I looked up the video, and
oh, wow.
Yeah, and it shows like he's walking down the street and he's got his phone out to the side and he's talking and he's got like a metal water bottle full of gas. I'm assuming it was gas. It was some kind of accelerant. And he's talking the whole time. He walks out there and sets his phone down on the sidewalk and then steps back, pours the water bottle all over himself, and then reaches down and lights himself on fire. Every bit of it's on video. And now it doesn't show the explicit part where he's actually burning. But when he goes to set himself on fire, then they like blur it out. But and the crazy thing about it was, I was talking to my boss about it this morning because it was in the paper this morning, which is actually what brought it to my mind. And I was like, he never, in the video, he didn't scream. I mean, he said, you know, free Palestine or whatever the phrase was. And he screamed it three times and that was it. You didn't hear another sound. He didn't scream. He didn't holler, nothing. I mean, he was silent after that. And you know, he didn't die there.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't die right there. They called up the ambulance and everything, picked him up, and he died later at the hospital. But I don't know how
You know that had to be
That
painful.
one of the worst pains ever,
I
burning to
mean,
death. Oh my Lord.
I couldn't imagine.
Not at all.
I could not imagine. And I mean, depending on like, I mean, I didn't see the video. I'm only going off assumptions here. But you know, like your skin starts melting and
And he
you
was
know,
in
you
full fatigues.
smell that burning flesh and
Yeah.
everything. You know, that there had to be
And
some pain for
your
sure.
clothes melt to you, you know, because he was fully dressed in his fatigues and everything. So, yeah.
That's
I
awful.
can't. My heart goes out to his family.
That's awful.
But so you got one?
This one, I think I shared it to our Facebook group page because the minute I saw it, well, actually, let me backtrack. What I did was I checked Facebook like every morning, like it's the newspaper, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. But there were some people that were like, you know, pray for UGA. But at that time, it was still so early. I guess in the day that there was like no like news articles, because normally you'll see a few people post like that and then you'll come across like an ad or some kind of article leading to that or
That's probably
whatever.
what it is, yeah.
Well, I went on Google and found out that there was a body that was found on campus, and she actually didn't go to UGA. She went to like Augusta University or something like that. She was just going on a jog and somebody just whacked her basically. And you know, that's so uncommon anymore. It's usually, you know, targeted, like
Yeah.
it's usually somebody that you know. It's not really ever random anymore,
Yeah.
or at
Well, not that
least
we hear.
not that we hear.
Yeah.
But it was the first homicide that's been on the UGA campus in 20 years.
Oh, gosh.
And I actually read somewhere else in a separate article that like 2 days prior to that, there was a student that was found in his room and he was dead. But there, I haven't seen anything else about that. I don't know if it was in any relation. I
So,
don't know if it
okay.
was a suicide or anything. I have yet to see anything else about that.
Well, that's kind of wild back to back like that. I
Right.
get.
And that's what, you know, that article was saying. I think it was, I can't remember where it was, maybe ABC,
Yeah.
maybe ABC News or something. But her name was Lincoln Riley. She was actually studying to be a nurse at the Augusta University. They had already arrested somebody. I'm trying to find the name here.
There's a whole controversy about the guy that got arrested.
Ibarra, I don't know how to say his name,
Yeah.
but he's Spanish. And it said that him and his brother were here like illegally.
Yep.
They had fake green cards and everything, you
Yeah.
know. And I had also read something about him. He was involved in some other murder, or he had some kind of, they were trying to relate him to another murder that had happened, I guess, somewhere within the area,
Yeah.
you know. But there's just so much there that's just crazy about this entire thing. I think she was 22, 23 years old,
Yeah,
really young
in
for a
nursing school.
girl.
Yeah, I think she was she going for her what is it called?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, yeah, or something like that in nursing.
Yeah, I think
If
so.
you're just out for a jog,
Yeah.
so random.
Yeah.
But
And
yeah.
I don't know. It just said when they found her that she was the way that they said they found her dead, but you know, they said that she was just very out of it, or like had been severely beaten and everything.
So
But
she
I guess
wasn't
she
dead when they found
succumbed.
her?
I guess she succumbed to her injuries. The
Oh, I didn't know that.
article reads that when she was found, she was dead. But then when you kind of read into the information, it says that she was beaten pretty badly and basically like unconscious, and she had a very, very, very slow heart rate, is how I'm understanding it, you
Yeah.
know. And this is all new. This happened, you know, the 22nd, 23rd of February. So this week
Yeah,
you're
just
talking
that
like,
was like this past weekend, wasn't it?
yeah. So I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot more information that comes out. And I think right now it might be just a little contradicting, and it usually is in the beginning because they're
Right.
just trying to piece it all together, find out what happened. You know, I'd like to know how they figured out it was this guy
Yeah.
so fast. It was like the next day after you see all this that she was found dead, the next day you find out that he did it. How'd you relate
Right.
that?
What
Because
did you, where's the math
was
at
there
that you put this
DNA?
together? Right.
You know,
Right.
what was found? Was it
Yeah.
a murder
And they said it
weapon?
wasn't sexually motivated,
No.
that she wasn't sexually
He just
assaulted.
beat her, you know?
And I've heard it. The controversy that I was talking about was they're trying to make it political because he is here illegally and all that's going on down there at the border right now. and everything. They were trying to just add all that together. And I'm not saying I don't want to get into the politics of it, but stop trying to make everything about that. You know what I'm saying? This is about this girl and who did this to her. Doesn't matter any more than anything other than that is just fluff.
And we shouldn't make excuses for something. You know, he killed somebody, maybe even more than just her. And you know, that's really what it boils down to, is that he did
Absolutely.
something he wasn't supposed to do. It doesn't matter if he's here illegally or not. If he even if he was just born here, I mean, it doesn't matter where he came from. He still did something he wasn't ever supposed to do. So I just, I don't know. It's sad. It
It's very sad. He's up
everything's
went
really
out for a
sad.
jog, and then now our life is over.
Gone.
It's
You
terrible.
know, and she probably never even saw it coming. I mean, he sounds like a coward, so he probably did it from like behind or something, you
Yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah. Run up on her from behind.
Most people jog, they have like headphones or something in. They just kind of, I started working out, you know, and I zone out or whatever, you know, and I'm sure that's what everybody does. Just zone out, start thinking about what you're doing, and
I mean,
don't even think about nothing like that. Why
right.
would you?
You never, I mean, that thought never enters your mind, I'm sure.
No.
You know?
I mean, it kind of enters our minds because we study this. We look at stuff
Well,
like this, you
yeah,
know,
it's
but
a little different for us, but.
yeah, I mean, we're sick,
We're just different, though.
but you know, like if you go out on a jog or whatever, you're not thinking about something like that happening to you,
No.
especially on a college campus.
Yeah. I mean, that's the furthest thing from her mind,
Yeah.
I'm sure. Sure. And her
And how did he
family.
even get there? I mean, is this just like free willie access?
They said that his apartment, him and his brother's apartment building was like across the road from there or something
I
like
gotcha.
that.
I
It was
gotcha.
pretty close by. It's from the information that I read about it, they said it was pretty close by. And this is like, there are people that live in my town, our town, that have kids there. I know one
Yeah.
couple that as soon as they heard about it, they went straight up there to be with their daughter,
Yeah.
you know, because I mean, I think this happened, didn't it happen on Thursday? Because I remember them saying that class was canceled for Friday or
That
something like
sounds
that.
right. Yeah.
But yeah, they went up there and they spent the weekend with her just to, you know, just to be there to be with her through all of this mess. So
That's really sad.
it is very, very sad. Was there anything else that you wanted to touch on? Any other articles that you've seen this week?
Well, I couldn't really find any other information
Information.
on it. But I was just trying to look at it really quick. But I also, this the other one that I posted in our group page on Facebook. It was a college student out of the University of Kentucky who was on like the wrestling team, you know, doing really well. Not really sure what he was going to school for, you know, but still, his teammate strangled him. And for why? You know, I mean,
Well, that's
it's just insane. Like, and that
yeah.
happened within the last week. You know, it's just another one of those situations. Like, it seems as if one happens and it gets a lot of media attention.
And then
And
you
so then
hear,
all of a sudden, you just have a spread of them all over. So
yeah.
stuff like this could really be happening way more than what we realize. But it's just a
Yeah.
matter of what makes it to the media and gets attention and what
Yeah.
doesn't. And that's even more sad if you think about it, because
It is.
now you have people out here just doing it just to get their, what, 15 minutes of fame?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I read another article in the paper this morning because I usually skim through our paper every morning whenever I get to work. And there was an article in there talking about a family from Maryland who had actually moved here to Georgia. And the guy had been sentenced to an unprecedented 271 or 291 years in prison. And it was because he and his wife had gotten into an argument, and he was physically abusive. He slapped her in the face with a dirty diaper, and she ran outside. Well, when she ran out, she left their two toddlers in the house. She was just trying to get away from him, thinking that he
Yeah.
wouldn't hurt their kids because he hadn't before. And he didn't, but he did use them as a human shield while he barricaded himself inside the apartment. And the SWAT got called and everything, and he would hold the two toddlers and open the door and shoot at the police and then go back in. And this went on for like 5 hours before one of the flight members actually, when he opened the door, they shot him in the leg and were able to get the kids and give them back to the mom and put him
Sure.
under arrest.
Well,
But yeah.
he deserves to be there
But they
for
said
that
that the
long.
reason that they left Maryland was because he was being accused of attempted murder on his wife, Ben.
Oh,
I mean,
lovely.
so
So he.
not saying anything about her not leaving him, because we all know how it is, you know, in abusive relationships and things like that, especially when you have kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, so it was definitely a it was a pattern.
So
It was a
obviously he's
pattern.
done something to the
Yeah.
sort before. So
Yeah.
who's to say he wasn't going to do it again, you
Right.
know?
And I mean, he was in the process whenever she just got lucky and got out. It's too
Yeah.
bad she couldn't get her babies out with her. You know what I
Sure.
mean? But
A dirty effort, though.
yeah, I don't know if he'd have been the one, you know, hurting
Oh,
somebody.
you
You know,
think?
I don't,
Yeah,
I'd
I
have grabbed
know.
something.
Listen.
Yeah.
I mean, especially don't hit a woman, period. But
No, absolutely not.
a dirty diver?
How about we don't?
Oh, listen.
I would lose my, literally, no pun intended, lose my shit.
Listen, I don't even know what I would do, but I know that it wouldn't be holy.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting that they actually included that in the paper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
Right.
like that was the tipping point. Okay. I mean, whatever needed to happen, I guess.
Ugh,
I don't
that's
know.
disgusting.
Yeah.
Golly.
Anything else?
No, not really.
We
Yeah.
can think of. We got a really interesting case this week. We'll probably do a recording after this and go ahead and get that one in the books for this week. But we just wanted to give y'all a quick Patreon episode. Give you our views on how shit's going
Yeah, really.
or not going. But yeah, we just want to thank you guys for being with us. Thank you for your support. And we will talk to y'all in a couple weeks.
Yep.
So always remember, monsters do exist.
Don't be a victim.
Bye, guys. Stop.